Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To our listeners, it's a process. Mac Morey's our new producer. You have told him a little bit of what you expect out of him. And the biggest thing is the Watson button.
Watson, yes!
So he's getting it.
Getting there.
Every once in a while, he doesn't get quite as twitchy yet as the rest of us do every time we hear Watson, because we're all programmed to do it now.
Watson, yes!
Takes a little bit, though. It wasn't you weren't here on your first day, everyone, listening to the show and go, oh, yeah, that's got to be it.
Oh, yeah, Watson, yeah.
We knew that it takes a while, so.
When 95% of the things that the listeners told me to be good at, though, was the Watson button, yeah. That's fair.
I don't know. There was somebody that was like, he missed it multiple times there. Like, just leave it be. Leave Mac
B. I'm sorry.
Leave Mac B. He's just getting this, all right? Just getting this. So back in on a Monday, Mac Morey is our new producer. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Royals back at it tonight. A rough road trip, and begin the homestand tonight against the Marlins. 7:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. Vern, get you started at 6. If you missed our chat with Vern, I wouldn't say there's definitely no panic in Vern. Vern's pretty level-headed all the time, but he's kind of like, hey, the expectation level's been kind of the same. They're not panicking about what they do at the trade deadline, all those things. You missed our chat with Vern. It's in the on-demand section, 610sports.com. Or the Odyssey app, or if you're listening live, you can kind of rewind, I believe, as well, and then figure out why later than you're an hour behind in the show.
Yes, you could do that.
That happens quite a bit.
I do like the text line. They already know your name, Mac, and they're calling you out. Good morning, Mac.
Right now, too, M-A-C.
Yeah.
So there were some M-A-C-Ks last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, right. Just the C.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Just the what?
Just the C.
Damn, I don't have it ready to go.
You don't have it ready? You don't have the...
Just the what,
C!
Mac?
C!
Just the C.
Just
right?
The C, yeah. Please. The C. Thank you.
It says, good morning, Mac. Tighten this bleep up, brother. You've missed two Watson drops, sir.
I know. I'm like, back off. It's a process.
Sorry.
Back off.
Watson, yes!
All right, so we're talking a little bit about the All-Star game. My wish was for Skeens to pitch three. It's probably not going to happen, but... But Aaron Judge is getting out of the home run derby.
Yeah, right? I mean,
don't like that. That's
well,
no good.
He hasn't been in it since 2017, right?
It feels like it's time, though.
Yeah, it feels like maybe you get back into it. Guys don't like the home run derby, right? For whatever reason, they think it affects their swing or whatever. Fine, whatever the case may be. Is Juan Soto going to be in the home run derby? I think that would be good if he's there. What about Ohtani? Is he going to be in the home run derby? If we get that, that would be outstanding. But then I thought about it from kind of a non-surface level thing. And ever since... Robin Robinson Cano screwed up here in Kansas City back in 2012 and didn't select Billy Butler to the Home Run Derby, well, fans have not been happy about that, right? And so they changed up the way that I think they kind of select the Home Run Derby. They always make sure there's somebody local that's in the Home Run Derby for the home fans. And the game this year is in Arlington. And, well, obviously, Max Scherzer's not going to participate in the Home Run Derby because he's a pitcher. So you want to have some kind of local flair. What if we added Bobby Witt Jr. into the home run
Let's
derby,
go.
Right? You know, he hits a lot of home runs. He's a fun young player to watch. I think people would like that. He's from Colleyville, Texas, or someplace like that. But not only have Bobby Witt Jr. hitting home runs, have the old man pitch to him and suit up in those old Ranger blue uniforms that they were wearing yesterday. An old man Witt can pitch to his son in the home run derby in their home state, in that home stadium, you know, kind of where he grew up watching baseball. Obviously not that stadium because it's brand new, but you get the point. That would be something that would be really special. And we know how much baseball loves to pull on the heartstrings and have nostalgia. Dad pitching to son in their home city for the home run derby in the all-star game for Major League Baseball.
I'm in.
Man.
I was just in on the home, him being in it, period. Let alone Pop's throwing the ball to him.
Yeah,
he'd be great.
But I think he should be in the home run derby. I think Bobby Witt should get an opportunity to be in the home run derby because he's deserving of it. He's earned it. He's arguably the best player in baseball right now, right? I don't think you get a lot of people saying they disagree with that. He's definitely in your top five. I mean, if you want to put Otani and Judge up there, I get all that. But Bobby Witt Jr. is some badass baseball playing dude, man. So let's get him in the home run derby and then have Pops pitch to him. I think that would be just as romantic as you can get in baseball.
And if
you
Pops
know?
Don't throw, we'll have Mahomes do it.
Ooh. How do you get people to watch the home run derby? PM 15 pitching to Bobby Witt?
Yep.
Oh, now.
Although he's probably too competitive if you try to strike him out.
He probably would.
Yeah,
Mahomes would get up there and try to throw like curveballs.
True. You want somebody serving up meatballs.
Right.
He's probably not the guy.
Yeah. Mahomes is like, I'm going to strike you out.
It's too competitive.
And then Bobby's done. Mahomes is like, I'll go after Otani.
Yeah.
And then Mahomes versus, like, then Judge is like, I'm in the home run derby. Yeah. I want to face off against Mahomes.
Yeah.
Baseball should try to do that, though. That's a great idea, Josh. I mean, how do you get people interested in things? Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Patrick Mahomes. Have an event, invite them.
I think invite them. But
and then Travis could bring the royal family.
You couldn't do home run derby, though, because you want them to get it over the plate. You know, you have a bunch of people.
Yeah.
It'd be like ceremonial first pitches all over the place. Well, this home run derby, which wasn't long enough already.
Right.
Also, as we have problems throwing strikes.
Right. Mahomes is out there like with the pitch com and, oh, my God. He wouldn't want to lose.
Infinity college ERA.
Yeah. Got to get that back on track. That's the one thing that's still hanging over his head.
So never mind. I thought that was a good idea, but he's too competitive to be able to do that. So the Royals begin a homestand after a disastrous road trip. And if you've hit the panic button, I get it. If you've circled this road trip, too, and go, I'll keep an eye on this.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's probably some I told you so people that are pretty excited today, too.
That's what I want to know. Are the I told you so's happy?
The curmudgeons that want to root for this team to fail because it was a prediction.
Right.
But if you circled this road trip and say, and this is ends up being a decider, I wouldn't be completely shocked either. Between playoffs and no playoffs. And you look at it like, remember the road trip in June where they ate it? I would lightly circle it at this point in time. I think there's plenty of time. I think they can right the ship, but they got to get some positive feeling heading towards the All-Star break, which isn't all that far away.
No, it's not. And they've got to figure out a way to turn it around because if you go into the Marlins series that starts tonight and you lose, two out of three to the Marlins, are you really feeling good about going into that weekend series with the Cleveland Indians? I don't think a lot of people are feeling good about right? And so I think, the I told you so's are getting dressed this morning, right? They're putting on their I told you so pants. They're starting to feel pretty good that they told you so. Go out there and shut those people up.
Yes,
send those people back downstairs and not allow them to see the light of day because this is what happens during the course of a baseball season. This is nothing new. A week ago, the Yankees had the best record in baseball. Then the Orioles had the best record in baseball. Neither of them have the best record in baseball right now. It's the Philadelphia Phillies who 2 weeks ago, people on Philadelphia Sports Talk radio station on the Odyssey app were acting like Carrington and Rob going, I think the Phillies are washed. I agree, Carrington, the Phillies stink. Now they have the best record in baseball. That was 2 weeks ago. New York's doing the same thing. They're Carrington and Rob. These Yankees are no good. Oh, my God, they're awful. Well, now they're back in front of the Baltimore Orioles.
Good
for them. They are. They've done a really nice job.
Guys.
Really nice job. Yes. So, like, what you were saying last week or last month about baseball really doesn't apply now, and what's going on right now may not apply in the next couple of weeks. You're going to have losing streaks. It's going to happen. It's how you shorten them, how you get out of them, and how you take the failures and leave them behind and move forward. The problem is this team hasn't scored in 22 innings, and so the pressure is probably starting to mount on them.
NFL.com wrote a piece, one player to root for each AFC team.
I'm going to root for Travis Kelce. I don't think he's got enough going for him right
that
now.
That might not be a bad answer. Their selection was Hollywood Brown, which I don't disagree with. I think it's a pretty good one. Like, hey, who isn't rooting for Hollywood Brown? You want him to go kick ass.
I don't know, Rob. Hollywood Brown's got a name Hollywood. Seems like he cares more about himself than the team.
Because if he's doing good things, that means the team's doing good things.
Yes.
So I'm all for that, even if it means he's playing himself on another roster, which I think he would be. Like, I'm not worried about that kind of stuff. Like, go and do that. So that one's feels about right for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Sky Moore.
Wow.
I'm not predicting anything for Sky Moore, but I'm just rooting for him. I'm rooting for something good to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see a draft pick not live up to the slot or whatever, and you freak out about those things. I think staving off those is a good thing as well. I'm not gonna, like, we had somebody earlier on one of our other topics say I think Sky's gonna double his career touchdown total this year. I was like, whoa. I'm not ready to predict things for Sky Moore, but I'm also not in the camp of writing him off. I think there are plenty of people who just want to write him off and be done with it. I'm like, what's the harm if he turned it around?
Mm-hmm.
None.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
He's like low paid, still on that rookie deal. I'm rooting for Skies on the list. And the second one for me probably be Nick Bolton. I want him to continue to look great, so they're, you know, I want him to put the pressure on the Chiefs. Like, hey, I know linebackers aren't premier positions anymore, but I'm pretty damn valuable to what you do and take care of me.
Right.
So, Nick Bolton to me and Sky Moore make my list.
All right, from the 620, I'm rooting for Justin Watson.
Okay, I could see that. I can see why.
Watson! Yes!
Felt like a complete test, yeah. But I get it.
From the 816, I'm rooting for Kadarius Toney to break out. I think deep down we're all rooting for Kadarius Toney because this offense can go from really, really good to, oh my God, if Kadarius Toney lines up on sides.
They believe he's the most talented guy they have.
They've said it for 2 years now. He's just got to go out there and realize that talent. Look, Mondi was talented. There's a lot of guys that
Mondi
are talented
was the
that
most
never,
talented guy the Royals had for several seasons.
Yeah,
didn't pan out.
Never
yes,
panned
I
out.
I understand how you would want this one to pan out because they believe.
Right. I mean, so if Kadarius Toney goes out there and figures this thing out, this offense can go to a different level. But there's two guys that I'm definitely rooting for this year to have big
and
seasons.
And Kadarius Toney probably falls in that category to me of Sky Moore. I'm not rooting against it. I'm not predicting for it to happen, but I'm not rooting against it. I'm not crossing them off.
Well,
like,
why would you root against
out,
anybody
out,
on your team?
Well, people do that all the time.
I know, but
I think it's silly. But so yeah, I'm rooting for him too.
All right. Well, I got two guys that I'm rooting for. The first one on my list is Trent McDuffie. Number one, I'm rooting for him because I want to see him get paid because he's such a good dude. But number two, I don't want to hear about L'Jarius Sneed in the same vein we heard about Tyreek Hill and are still hearing about Tyreek Hill. Okay? Team's going to be fine. There's one irreplaceable player on this team. He wears the jersey number 15, right? I don't want to have a whole season, well, have L'Jarius Sneed. So I want Trent McDuffie to go out there and throat punch somebody on the first night and call it a good season.
They let
right?
L'Jarius Sneed go and look at how the secondary is. Yeah, you don't want to have that.
Right.
Because I was kind of curious. I'm like, I'm not rooting for McDuffie because he's fine. Like, you know, I was,
no, but I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, he's incredible.
I'm right. Camel. I'm like, I don't think he really needs my help.
He's good.
Like,
no,
he's really, really good. But I like from your perspective saying to have any potential to open the door for a, why didn't you keep L'Jarius
Sneed? Yeah, the L'Jarius Sneed truthers, gotcha. You know, gotcha. So I don't need any of that. And the other guy that I'm rooting for is FAU, man, Felix Anudike Uzama, because he was the first round draft pick last year. Didn't really do much, obviously, a season ago, but so many people are already just writing this guy off. And I'm like, hey, he had a redshirt season. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit
so,
of that.
So I'm rooting for him as well. So Trent McDuffie and FAU are the two guys that
okay.
I'm rooting for this
I like
year.
That.
Yeah.
I think it's tough for FAU because one of the guys that I'm rooting for drafted the year before, same position, George Karlaftis. You watch Karlaftis, his rookie year, immediate impact on yep. the D-line for the Chiefs. You watch FAU, hometown kid from K-State, obviously you go, okay, this guy can make an impact. Same position, let's go. And he just never saw the field. When he did, didn't do much. Karlaftis, for me, what would this D-line, what would this defense be, the front seven without Karlaftis? What a pivotal draft pick for Kansas City because, I mean, you got 6 weeks, I believe it was, last season without Charles Omenihu. Karlaftis held it down from a pressure standpoint. So I'm rooting for him. And we talked about him last week. Justin Reed, man. Justin Reed, this guy wants to be a Chief. He wants to be here longer. He's willing to change his position around. You know, I'll be a kicker. Fine. I'll be a third slot safety. I'll come in at the nickel position. You know, Justin Reed just wants to be a part of the team. Wants to be a Chief. I'm in.
Yeah. I like those two as
I
well.
I feel like he might have to prove that at the end of the year.
He may. He may.
Let's see how much you're
how
really
much you want to be a Chief.
Yeah.
Here's $3. I don't want to be a Chief that bad.
But if he goes out and kicks tail, he can, you know, walk out too with his head held high and maybe find somebody that does pay him quite a bit, you know?
George Karlaftis is going to end up being that guy that just gets you 10 to 12 sacks a year and nobody recognizes.
No one cares.
Nobody's going to recognize that guy. He's just going to do his job, and we're going to take him for granted. I can already see it coming. I can already see it coming with him, right? He's that guy that we're just going to all take for granted.
Like, we salivate on Hutchinson for the Lions, Aiden Hutchinson, who's a fantastic player. Don't want to get anything against him. But, right. I mean, look at a lot of the stats, the pressure stats. I mean, Karlaftis is a step behind
him.
Got
a neat mom, too.
I love this from, obviously, you're speaking into your phone. I don't think it's fair to Felix because they had no choice but to play Karlaftis his rookie year.
That, didn't Andy call him Karlaftis?
Yeah. Karlaftis.
I think Andy did that.
Try saying Karlaftis in Siri, no chance. No chance it gets Karlaftis.
No, probably
right.
not.
So I get that one.
Just furious George works.
I'm rooting for whoever the left tackle is so Mahomes won't get killed.
That's good.
For the 913. Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Let the rugby player break out from the 816. I knew that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you rooting for? The rugby guy. Okay. Got it. We know you're going to be rooting for the rugby guy.
Do you know, I was talking to my friend Diane Houston, so I know this is true without looking it up. She told me the other day.
Historian.
Kansas City historian, you know, podcast partner of mine, teacher. So she's a teacher. That's what gives her the nod up. She told me the other day that Mahomes, Kelsey, and one other Chief are the top three selling NFL jerseys in Europe right now. Do you know who the third one is?
Justin Watson?
Watson! Yes!
It is not.
Oh, I decided to take a guess.
It is not.
Chris Jones?
Nope.
The rugby player, yep. I guess.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Mahomes, Kelsey, and LRZ are the top three selling
Can you even
NFL jerseys.
Can you get that one here?
Seriously.
I've seen it here. I don't think.
I mean, my goodness.
All right. I'm ready for Brian Cook this year. Dude was cooking before the injury.
Yeah.
I'm Beast. With you. Watch him run that ball back still. How fast he was going.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, he's
the knee injuries always concern me, though. It's always just so much longer than it's supposed to be. But once he gets his mind right and he's comfortable with his knee, because that's what it is. It's about your mind and trusting your knee. They'll all tell you that, everybody who's had a blown out knee or whatever. Any injury, really. But you got to get that mind right. Everybody's knee is their own knee. Yeah.
Is their own knee.
Yeah. So.
If an inanimate object goes third person, I'm all about it. We'll get to that next. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. From the corrections department, you're right, text line, Brian Cook was an ankle. So it's not, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the knee as much. So ankle.
But it's still bouncing back from those injuries difficult. Yeah.
But I'd rather have something like that than the knee.
Yeah.
Just shout out to my knee. Although someone said, hit the button. I think that one's gone. Jamal, shout out to my knee.
Yeah.
I think that one's been lost as well. I'm rooting for Cree to get those damn snaps up.
I am too.
Yes, please.
I like that as well. That's pretty funny. And I'm rooting for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I thought he did some pretty good things last year, and I'm glad he's back on the roster from the 816. That's good. Yeah. That's a good one to root for.
You
need to root against anybody.
People root against that guy, right? Yeah. Why? If you root against him, doesn't that hurt the ultimate goal of helping your team win? Like, if Clyde Edwards-Helaire does well, that gives us another weapon, another person.
Correct.
Another way to help us win more football games and win another championship, right? Isn't that what we want?
Yes.
Why would you root against him?
I don't know.
Why would you root against Kadarius Toney?
I don't know.
I don't understand that line of thinking. I understand not liking a player.
Or not counting on them.
Right.
That's fine. But openly rooting against it just to have a correct prediction.
Right.
Really bothers me. Royals included.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a fantastic tweet. Or post.
It's a post now.
Sorry. Formerly known as tweets. I'll be awarded tonight is the post.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be awarded tonight. And it's from at Stanley Cup.
I love
That's
it.
So
That's
great.
Good.
That's so good. I like, well done. You can see yourself at Stanley Cup. You don't have to do anything the rest of the day today either.
Very good.
I'll be awarded tonight. Was the post. It's so good.
Yeah, that is outstanding. There's no better trophy in all of sports than the Stanley Cup.
I didn't realize Stanley Cup was tweeting, so this is great.
Yeah, wow.
I do like when objects tweet.
He or she's, I don't know what the pronoun is, Stanley Cup, just says, if you want me, you'll have to work for it, which is great. That's the bio on Stanley Cup.
That is good.
Yeah, I might have to follow that.
Yeah.
I might have to follow Stanley Cup fan along there. Just a great, good job. Yes, game seven. We got a game seven tonight.
Yeah, which is everything you want. Like, this is a big night in sports. Like, one of the bigger nights. You've got the final game of the College World Series tonight, and you've got the final game of the Stanley Cup.
That's
is there
cool.
anything better in sports than a one game elimination?
Just definitive. This is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Tonight is for all the marbles. Texas A&M versus Tennessee. And then Florida versus Edmonton.
Because
I'm rooting for Edmonton.
You can jump in on this night.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're just a casual sports fan, you can jump in on this night and not feel bad about it. Like,
right.
You haven't watched any of the hockey playoffs? Oh, well, there's game seven tonight for all of it.
For everything.
Do it.
And right. And the one thing
Watched a lot of college baseball. Well, this is it.
This is it, man. This is for the championship.
You can, as the casual sports fan, jump in tonight knowing you're getting two definitive finales.
Right.
Go for it.
Go for it, man. Enjoy it. Set up two TVs and watch both of these games.
I don't have to have the third one on.
With the Royals.
For the Royals tonight, too.
Right.
Might be a three in the living room night going.
Yeah, it's a big night for that kind of stuff. So you love game sevens. You love elimination games in sports. It's what we all kind of live for, right? These are big moments. This is why the NFL playoffs are so popular as well. It's a one game and done type of situation. Well, now we got it. And the way we got here in the NHL is just remarkable, man. Like, Edmonton was done, cooked, dinner, over. It was see you next year. Florida's up 3-0, cruising. And now the sucker's tied.
So is the story the comeback and Edmonton and Connor McDavid, or is it choke job?
Depending on where you live in.
Is it massive crumbling of Florida, who might have been the favorite from the jump? I don't know.
Connor McDavid takes his place amongst the superstars in sports if they win tonight. And I know it's hockey and it's a smaller sport, but if you're the guy that leads your team back from an 0-3 deficit in the Stanley Cup Finals and wins, like, I think this is like the first time since 42 that this situation has been around, so even longer than you've been alive. You've got an epic game seven tonight, and if Edmonton wins this...
There were no helmets and no teeth in 42 when...
Oh, God, no.
When the Maple Leafs did it.
No. Oh, no. Yeah, no. Craig McTavish was playing back then, too, and so was Guy Lafleur.
Yeah.
Do you remember Guy Lafleur? I think he was the last guy, him and McTavish, the last guys without helmets in the league. So if Florida loses, or if Edmonton wins, however you want to phrase it, it has to go down as the biggest collapse in sports history.
I was going to check, and then the College World Series, regardless of the game, because that's to me secondary. You can watch it and enjoy it. I like college baseball, though. I'm not saying I don't.
But, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, they haven't updated the Jell-O shot board yet.
Okay.
So 54,000 Jell-O shots, though, in Omaha between the two combatants, Tennessee and Texas A&M,
right,
in the finale. And it's like a 300-shot difference. I bet they're getting after it today up there.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Already.
Before the game even starts tonight, they're getting after the Jell-O shots. So go for it.
I mean, I think right now the biggest series collapse that any of us can really remember is that Yankee Red Sox series in the ALCS, right?
But not in the championship.
But not in the championship round. Yeah. Not for all the marbles. Yeah. I don't know that we've ever seen anything like what we're potentially going to see tonight.
Cavs Warriors closest.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yeah.
But that's nothing. 3-0 is a lot different.
3-0 is a lot different.
It's a lot different.
It's a lot different than 3-1. I know if you want to talk one game, obviously Houston and Buffalo, you know, back in the day when Houston blew an 87-point lead in the playoffs. But that's one game.
Falcons-Patriots
in the Super Bowl. There's a lot of one-offs, right? Like the Red Sox were up 3-1 in the Mets in 86 and ended up losing that World Series. I think were the Cardinals up 3-1 on the Royals in 85 and ended up losing that series?
I don't know how that one turned out. Did it turn out all right?
85. The Royals, I think, won it. But weren't the Cardinals up 3-1?
Did that turn out okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, nothing was wrong. Right, cool. Yeah, there was a game seven.
Oh, yeah. That did go back.
Yeah.
That's right. I do remember that.
But I think tonight, man, I think tonight goes down as the greatest comeback / biggest choke job, biggest choke job in professional sports if Florida ends up losing this game and Edmonton wins this game.
McDavid will be the face of hockey, right?
Has to be.
Yeah.
And that's the first new face of hockey.
Crosby?
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's been...
Since Crosby?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Gretzky? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big one, man. This is a big game tonight. This is as big as they've ever gotten, man. Like, this is huge. Legacies are going to be determined tonight.
So,
multiple
TV nights. It's going to be fun.
Multiple franchises will take different paths after tonight. One will be looked at as a team that came back from 0-3 and won it all and changes their direction. You're Florida. You lose this series. How do you rebound? How do you bounce back from that epic collapse? Like, I know I'm not an athlete, never have been, right? But I look at these guys, and I know that, you know, we obviously at times feel more about our teams than a lot of the guys that play for our teams. But if you're up 3-0 and you're getting ready to drink the sweet nectar from Lord Stanley's cup and you end up losing four straight games and you went from 3-0 up and lost the series 4-3, how do you live with yourself as an athlete on that team?
Tough,
right? Like, yeah. How do you live with yourself?
Maybe it's hockey in Florida and you get away with it. I don't know.
And that is your saving grace, right? You know, no, maybe. That is the saving grace
on that. It's not New York, or it's not, you know.
Nobody's even going to be talking about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
They'll all be playing canasta and dominoes down there.
So maybe Florida, maybe you get away with it because it's Florida.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But just as that athlete on that team, if you're a member of the Florida Panthers, like, how tight are you going into the game tonight, too?
Sad story to pass along. Smalls is in trouble.
Yeah, he is.
It doesn't sound like it's going great for Smalls. No. Right
you
about
mean
now.
To tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was going to bring it back.
But it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah. You keep telling me that. Who is she?
What?
The Sultan of Swat.
The King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
The Great Bambino!
Oh my God, you mean that's the same guy?
Yes!
So you thought he had it bad then. But Smalls, whose name is Thomas Geary, has been arrested, shirtless.
Oh, I mean, of course.
After throwing, the good news is he can throw now.
He can throw, yes.
That's the good news. After throwing a 35-pound dumbbell at the windshield of his neighbor's car.
Well, I mean, who hasn't wanted to do that?
In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And his mugshot, it looks pretty tragic.
It really does. Yeah, it's sad. Oh, yeah, it's very sad.
I mean, it totally looks like Smalls still.
Yeah,
but it's the same person, yeah. But a sad version of Smalls.
What do you think that guy's been doing since that movie?
He's now 43 years old.
Uh-huh. What's Wendy Testaberger doing right now?
Wendy Peppercorn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was she the member of the Duck Club?
According to the sheriff's department in Horry County.
What?
You thought I was making this up, didn't you? Like Robert Horry. So it's probably Horry County or Horry County. Either one. H-O-R-R-Y. Horry County, South Carolina.
That sounds like a place in South Carolina.
The sheriff's office says that the owner of the vehicle yelled to Smalls that his window had been shattered. To which Smalls replied back, "That sucks, man. I'll pay you back. I'm sorry. I'm going to get you back." And then walked home.
Why was he throwing a dumbbell at the guy's car? Where's the backstory? Yeah.
Then Smalls appears to approach the front door brandishing a knife.
Oh. That'll get you in trouble.
Cops were called. They arrived. They found Smalls standing in the middle of the road asking his neighbor about the safety of his wife. So things have not gone well for Smalls.
Are we talking about Squints or Smalls? It's two different people.
Smalls. Squints Palladoris is just fine.
Okay.
He was the one that married Wendy Peppercorn.
Right.
Smalls, not so great. But he looks just the same as he did then.
He does.
It's kind of crazy.
Just 30 years older.
Yeah.
Just larger.
And a little more depressed.
Sad.
Worn out.
Pour one out today for Smalls. Yeah, because it doesn't seem like Smalls is in a good way right now. A little sticker shock when it comes to, I don't know, sitting in a seat. We'll get to that next. Didn't have to hit the dump button. I was concerned for half a second. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyIQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
Little shakeup going on over at Sporting this morning.
Their technical director is out. Which is essentially a personnel guy, Brian Bliss. He's been there for a while with Peter Vermees, but people have been waiting for like, "Oh, you're gonna do something? You're gonna do something?" Because
they fired the hitting coach.
They're not in a good way.
Yeah.
So I
guess it was no longer Bliss over there.
The technical director, which is GM-ish, but yeah. So they have made a move. Probably not the move people would. Not a wow move for most people, I think, that would want to have.
Well, usually you fire the GM, though. People get excited.
Yeah. From the J Southland Tow Service text line, from the 913, it's peppercorn.
What is?
That's what I said. Neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a big announcement coming up with Cody and Gold at 10:30. Neither is retiring or anything like that. But something you're going to want to take part in today. Coming up, Cody and Gold will make the announcement today at 10:30. I can do anything at this point.
I can do
especially gamer. If you're a gamer, you're going to want in. This is going to be cool. This is going to be really cool. So you're going to want in today. 10:30, be listening for all the details with Cody and Gold.
It's time for the 620 C-ball kickball. Yes, yeah. That's exactly right for Sporting KC.
Yeah.
Did you see Cody throw out Aunt Mabel at the wedding to get in the buffet line the other day?
Yeah, it was.
He elbows Rob's Aunt Mabel right in the goiter.
Yeah.
And cuts in front of her at the buffet
line. She was like,
line.
Hey, I'm Rob's aunt. Nice to meet you. He's like, yeah, I don't care.
I don't care.
Steak.
Get out of the way.
I'm like, oh, jeez.
Knocked her to the ground.
Yeah. So Cody.
Oh, just atrocious. Yeah. Yeah, and then said, do you know who I am? Yeah. To which she said, no.
Yeah.
Wasn't good.
Mm. So you have someone that sent you an interesting text about some, sticker shock going on.
I think so. Yeah. There's a friend of mine who sent me this text yesterday, and he says, KU has announced that the new stadium will have seat license fees in three regions and likely a fourth region later this year. Currently, fees run between $3,000 and $4,000 per seat paid over a 3-year time frame.
That's so, for the new stadium coming.
Right. Yeah. That's a PSL. And then he says, my seats run $2,800 to $3,500 per seat for 6 games. He said, my Chiefs tickets in the club level cost less, and there's no seat licensing fee on that. I understand KU needs the dough to get that stadium built, but what are you doing? Why are you charging a PSL for a football program that's been relevant for 500 days?
That's a risk.
Right? Am I wrong by saying that? Like, I understand you want to try to capture the market when it's hot right now, but don't you risk turning a lot of people off? I mean, we've been complaining about the fake price of eggs for years now. And so we're going to look at people and say, all right, we're building this new stadium because we want to. Oh, we don't have enough money to do so. So now we're charging everybody $3,000 to $4,000 per seat to sit in that stadium.
It's a choice. It's a choice. I think with football especially, you've had to beg and plead and ask for allegiance.
Yeah. And as you should, the results haven't been there.
Rightfully so. And like, be a part of this. We want you to be part of this.
Right.
You do run the risk of somebody like this, who's apparently probably been a season ticket holder for a while, right? Mm-hmm. That's coming and going, you're going to what?
Right.
It could be a dangerous thing.
It could be. I mean, like, look, if you're Ohio State or LSU or Clemson or Florida or Georgia,
all the time demand.
Yeah. Then that's one thing. I totally understand that. But because you're building a new stadium and you may have overextended yourself, now you're charging PSLs to people for that on a football team that's been good for 500 days. I mean, I think at this point in time, you're asking a lot out of people. I think that's a ballsy move right now, right? Don't you think that's a ballsy move? Like if KU basketball all of a sudden, hey, we need to charge PSLs for Allen Fieldhouse.
Which they did a number of years ago. Remember they had, because
you had to give a certain amount to the Williams Fund in order to buy tickets. It was basically a PSL, right?
License. Yeah. That, yeah. So it happens at the collegiate level. It doesn't,
right.
It doesn't, this is not a brand new thing necessarily,
right.
but timing, you kind of wonder because I would think you want to build momentum of everybody staying on board.
Yeah. You want to keep your crowd, everybody and excited. And
as we've seen with KU football fan, you're one season away from losing all.
Absolutely.
I mean?
Like, it's like Royals baseball fan.
You really got to keep them on the hook.
Right. And asking people to pay $3,000 to $4,000 per seat again, paid over a 3-year time frame. So it breaks it up a little bit, but even still, that's another $1,000 per year or $1,500 per year, whatever it's going to be for the next, however many years times however many seats. Like that's a lot for a team that, quite frankly, hasn't deserved the opportunity to ask for PSLs yet. And, I hadn't heard the term PSL in a while. And for those who don't know, because we took some text earlier, it's called a personal seat license. It basically, you're paying for the right to that seat to go to any event in that stadium and sit in that seat, and then the cost of tickets, right? It's a quick way for places to raise money to pay off stadium debt and things like that.
But a lot of times we've seen it at the pro level, and you also are able to take advantage of other events that come to
concerts,
whatever.
Truck rallies,
and
all that
stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Once they get the new stadium, they're probably planning. I don't know. They're probably planning a bunch of extra events, but how many?
How many? I mean, you're competing with Arrowhead and potentially a new dome stadium in Kansas City,
or a T-Mobile or something that's got bigger events,
right?
That probably wouldn't go to a football stadium in Lawrence. I don't know.
I know. Right.
If you're picking going to Kansas City or a football stadium, you're probably going to Kansas City.
Right.
At this point.
At this point in time.
So it's probably a different level of other events.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't exactly know what that means.
Yeah. From the 913. What other events is that stadium holding?
I don't know. I said usually these things you have the tie in. Like if you want to do this, then you'll get to go to, or first right of refusal to go to this. Chiefs season ticket holders have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah, first right of refusal. Hey, Billy Joel's coming to concert. You want tickets? Here's your window.
You're in line first. Right. If you want them. If you pass, they go.
They go on whoever.
They go on to somebody else. But you get the first in. I don't know if that's going to be the case here or not.
But what other events are they going to do?
I don't know.
So from the 816, Mizzou football has it. It's a $250 donation per seat. I can live with $250. That's not. I don't think that's outrageous.
No, a lot of schools do that. I know I always done that too.
That's different. To me, though, $3,000 to $4,000 per seat.
Oh, you can bump yourself up to a new level to get the better parking.
Right.
Those happen all the time. That's fine.
But I mean, if you want to, like KU football, used to be you took your family of four just because it was a cheap, easy way to do a game. And now you want to take a family of four, it's $3,000 to $4,000 per seat just for the seat license. Say you got four people with you three times, that's $12,000. And then you have to buy the tickets on top of that. Quite frankly, I don't think KU's in that category yet where they should be doing that for football.
They want to be. They should be.
Yeah.
They hopefully will be.
From the 816, honestly, I hadn't heard of it since the Rams and STL or the racetrack in Kansas. That's kind of the last time I heard about PSLs too,
locally,
where the Rams did the TWA dome. I don't know that they did that in Los Angeles for the new stadium that they entered there. Or I don't know that they did that in Las Vegas right now. So I didn't know that. I want to say PSLs, public seat license, personal seat license, is still a thing. But I hadn't heard it being floated out there like that. And I have not heard anybody mention that for the Chiefs or the Royals and potential new stadiums for them either.
Tom Pelissero has just tweeted, NFL Network, the Chiefs have informed defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs that they're releasing him.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Shocker.
There you go.
That guy's had a hell of an offseason.
So Bugs, gone.
Yeah. So they exterminated the bugs.
Correct. I was going to let you have that one.
Thank you.
You bet. A little soft toss.
Yeah. I mean, my God.
And then, yes, the questions then obviously go to, well, what's going to happen when they open the Chiefs and Royals are going to open stadiums? Who knows at this point?
Yeah.
But also, that's way down the road, too. So it's like, I'm not going to sweat what their detail, but the sooner the better. But you're talking, what are we talking now, conceivably? 8 years?
No, the Royals are not playing at Kauffman after 2030.
Right, so that's six.
Yeah.
Okay, so 6 years, to 8 years. I guess I can't worry about what the price is going to be when they open that stadium.
Right.
I just can't.
I know. Yeah,
I'm not
on my radar now.
I'm like day to day, week to week, next series, whatever. I can't fret that part. But could those things? Could you be hearing more of those things? You could be. I think everything's on the table. You could be.
Right.
But building new stadiums is going to inevitably cost you more to get into.
Yeah, it's just a fact, which is why when we said the 3/8 cents extension was your best route.
And KU's new stadium, Oh, I remember when I went and sat on the cement steps. Okay, well, they're building a new stadium. You're not going to be able to do that.
Right, this is not happening.
I get that portion of it, right?
Sure.
I used to go there for $5 and get it. Okay,
yeah.
Their goal is to not have you do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a new stadium to do that, but how much then do you up those levels?
And I used to poop my pants too. I don't do that anymore.
So I think you do run a little bit of risk if you don't have the history of it.
Yeah, I think it's a ballsy move by Kansas to do that. I really do. Like I was stunned.
So we'll see. All right. So Bugs is out. What else did we solve today? Bugs is out. Smalls is in a bad way. Vern dropped by to say the sky is not falling.
Yeah, he calmed us down a bit.
Those are some of the highlights of the show today. We hit the Watson button a few times. Got that taken care of. So that's good.
Watson, yes.
And we got one on the way out for you. So there you go. Check it all out. 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it for free. Listen on the go. Cody and Gold have a station announcer coming up at 10:30.
They're retiring.
They're not retiring. Very cool event. You're going to want to be a part of. They'll have all the details coming up at 10:30. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
KU has announced that the new stadium will have seat license fees in three regions and likely a fourth region later this year. Currently, fees run between $3,000 and $4,000 per seat, paid over a 3-year time frame.
That's so, for the new stadium coming,
right? Yeah. That's a PSL, and then he says my seats run $2,800 to $3,500 per seat for 6 games. He said my Chiefs tickets in the club level cost less, and there's no seat licensing fee on that. I understand KU needs the dough to get that stadium built, but what are you doing? Why are you charging a PSL for a football program that's been relevant for 500 days?
That's a risk,
right? Am I wrong by saying that? Like, I understand you want to try to capture the market when it's hot right now, but don't you risk turning a lot of people off? I mean, we've been complaining about the fake price of eggs for years now. And so we're going to look at people and say, all right, we're building this new stadium because we want to. Oh, we don't have enough money to do so. So now we're charging everybody $3,000 to $4,000 per seat to sit in that stadium.
It's a choice. I think with football especially, you've had to beg and plead and ask for allegiance.
Yeah. And as you should, the results haven't been there.
Rightfully so. And like, be a part of this. We want you to be part of this.
Right.
So you do run the risk of somebody like this, who's apparently probably been a season ticket holder for a while, right? Mm-hmm. That's coming and going, you're going to what?
Right.
It could be a dangerous thing.
It could be. I mean, like, look, if you're Ohio State or LSU or Clemson or Florida or Georgia,
all the time demand.
Yeah. Then that's one thing. I totally understand that. But because you're building a new stadium and you may have overextended yourself, now you're charging PSLs to people for that on a football team that's been good for 500 days. I mean, I think at this point in time, you're asking a lot out of people. I think that's a ballsy move right now, right? Don't you think that's a ballsy move? Like if KU basketball all of a sudden, hey, we need to charge PSLs for Allen Fieldhouse.
Which they did a number of years ago. Remember they had,
you had to give a certain amount to the Williams Fund in order to buy tickets. It was basically like was basically a PSL, right?
License. Yeah. So it happens at the collegiate level. It doesn't,
right.
It doesn't, this is not a brand new thing necessarily,
right.
but timing, you kind of wonder because I would think you want to build momentum of everybody staying on board.
Yeah. You want to keep your crowd, everybody excited.
And as we've seen with KU football fan, you're one season away from losing all.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, it's like Royals baseball fan.
You really got to keep them on the hook.
Right. And asking people to pay $3,000 to $4,000 per seat again, paid over a 3-year time frame. So it breaks it up a little bit, but even still, that's another $1,000 per year or $1,500 per year, whatever it's going to be for the next, however many years times however many seats. Like, that's a lot for a team that, quite frankly, hasn't deserved the opportunity to ask for PSLs yet. And, I hadn't heard the term PSL in a while. And for those who don't know, because we took some text earlier, it's called a personal seat license. It basically, you're paying for the right to that seat to go to any event in that stadium and sit in that seat, and then the cost of tickets, right? It's a quick way for places to raise money to pay off stadium debt and things like that.
But a lot of times we've seen it at the pro level, and you also are able to take advantage of other events that come to,
right,
concerts,
whatever. Truck rallies,
and I'm sure once they get the new stadium, they're probably planning, I don't know, they're probably planning a bunch of extra events, but how many?
How many? I mean, you're competing with Arrowhead and potentially a new dome stadium in Kansas City,
or a T-Mobile or something that's got, bigger events.
Right.
That probably wouldn't go to a football stadium in Lawrence. I don't know.
I know. Right, right.
If you're picking going to Kansas City or a football stadium, you're probably going to Kansas City.
Right.
At this point.
This point in time.
So it's probably a different level of other events.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't exactly know what that means.
Yeah, from the 913. What other events is that stadium holding?
I don't know. I said usually these things you have the tie-in. Like if you want to if you want to do this, then you'll get to go to, or first right of refusal to go to this.
Right.
Chiefs season ticket holders have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Yeah, first right of refusal. Hey, Billy Joel's coming to concert. You want tickets? Here's your window.
You're in line first.
Right.
If you want them. If you pass, they go, you know.
They go on whoever.
They go on to somebody else, but you get the first in. I don't know if that's going to be the case here or not.
But what other events are they going to do?
I don't know.
From the 816, Mizzou football has it. It's a $250 donation per seat. I can live with $250. That's not. I don't think that's outrageous.
No, a lot of schools do that. No, I've always done that too.
That's different. To me, though, $3,000 to $4,000 per seat.
Oh, you can bump yourself up to a new level to get the better parking.
Right.
You know, those happen all the time.
I think
that's fine.
But I mean, if you want to, like KU football, you took your family of four just because it was a cheap, easy way to do a game. And now you want to take a family of four, it's $3,000 to $4,000 per seat just for the seat license. Say you got four people with you three times, that's $12,000. And then you have to buy the tickets on top of that. Quite frankly, I don't think KU's in that category yet where they should be doing that for football.
They want to be. They should be.
Yeah.
They hopefully will be.
From the 816, honestly, I hadn't heard of it since the Rams and STL or the racetrack in Kansas. That's kind of the last time I heard about PSLs too, when the Rams did the TWA dome. Because I don't know that they did that in Los Angeles for the new stadium that they entered there. Or I don't know that they did that in Las Vegas right now. Right. Yeah. So I didn't know that. I want to say PSLs, public seat license, personal seat license is still a thing. But I hadn't heard it being floated out there like that. And I have not heard anybody mention that for the Chiefs or the Royals and potential new stadiums for them either.
Tom Pelissero has just tweeted, NFL Network, the Chiefs have informed defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs that they're releasing him.
Oh, no. Really? Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Shocker.
So there you go.
That guy's had a hell of an offseason.
So Bugs, gone.
Yeah. So they exterminated the bugs.
Correct. I was going to let you have that one.
Thank you.
You bet. A little soft toss.
Yeah. I mean, my God.
And then, yes, the questions then obviously go to, well, what's going to happen when they open the Chiefs and Royals are going to open stadiums? Who knows at this point?
Yeah.
But also, that's way down the road, too. So it's like, I'm not going to sweat what their detail, but the sooner the better. But you're talking, what are we talking now, conceivably? 8 years?
No, the Royals are not playing at Kauffman after 2030.
Right, so that's six.
Yeah.
Okay, so 6 years, six to 8 years. I guess I can't worry about what the price is going to be when they open that stadium.
Right.
I just can't.
I know, yeah.
I'm not on my radar right now. I'm like day-to-day, week-to-week, next series, whatever. I can't fret that part. But, you know, could you be hearing more of those things? You could be. I think everything's on the table. You could be.
Right.
But yes, building new stadiums is going to inevitably cost you more to get into.
Yeah, it's just a fact, which is why when we said the 3/8 cents extension was your best route.
And KU's new stadium, yeah. Oh, I remember when I went and sat on the cement steps. Okay, well, they're building a new stadium. You're not going to be able to do that.
Right, it's not happening.
I get that portion of it, right?
Sure.
I used to go there for $5 and get it. Okay,
yeah.
Their goal is to not have you do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're building a new stadium to do that, but... How much then do you up those levels?
And I used to poop my pants too. I don't do that anymore.
You know, so I think you do run a little bit of risk if you don't have the history of it.
Yeah, I think it's a ballsy move by Kansas to do that. I really do. Like I was stunned.
So we'll see. All right. So Bugs is out. What else did we solve today? Bugs is out. Smalls in a bad way. Vern dropped by to say the sky is not falling.
Yeah, he calmed us down a bit.
Those are some of the highlights of the show today. We hit the Watson button a few times, got that taken care of. So that
Watson,
was good.
Yes!
And we got one on the way out for you. So there you go. Check it all out, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Download it for free. Listen on the go. Cody and Gold have a station announcement coming up at 10:30.
They're retiring.
They're not retiring. Very cool event you're going to want to be a part of. They'll have all the details coming up at 10:30. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.